Battle on the roof.
Yeah.
Battle on the roof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Episode 131. We are in the building.
We are here.
I feel like there is so much we need to talk about. You know, usually there'll be a conversation we'll have before the intros.
Yeah.
Let's get straight into the intros. Chris the Capo, I'm in the building. You know the vibes. Yes, yes.
Who's next? Oh, CH, I'm in the building.
Oh, the coolest. Yeah, cooler than the other side of the pit. Listen, we got the sound effects back, and listen, it's only right. It's the man in front of the cam.
For real.
Mr. Respect the Shooter.
It's murder.
Mr. Michael Marks, yeah.
What's going on?
131, there's nothing for 131, is it?
Nah, bro.
I can think of.
Nah, there's nothing. For 131,
it's been a while though, guys, because I haven't been here for a while.
Yeah,
missed you guys.
Yes.
And I know, you know what? I wanted to get about what you lot were saying about chess because I wasn't here.
But
do you know what?
Shit like that.
Stuff
shit
you were
like
saying
that,
was like very,
that,
very true. Like, I'm a big chess fan, innit?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's always reasons, there's always excuses. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, you need to show up. And if man can't show up, there needs to be things that you need to deal with. Like, and that's, the choking is a separate thing. The vomiting. That's something that needs to get sorted out because it's really fucking up
the situation. That's a health situation.
11 years, I mean? This is crazy.
Bro, I watched highlights of him versus DNA.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time he did it.
Yeah.
Like, and he was cold, but he did it. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm
like,
saying. For every cold, good chess round, that there's always a ratchet under the bed, like mm-hmm. wifey's hole. Mm-hmm. There's always, you know, so many other bars. Like, what was the one against twerk?
Both
his hands get smashed in. How's he gonna be strapped in? There's always about two or three rounds of choking on
easy
bars.
Easy come, easy go.
So exactly
that.
That
was actually a bar still.
Yeah,
I forgot about that one.
There's
moments.
Yeah, that was a moment.
They won't put rock. We ain't seen rock on chess since the people's elbow. You feel me?
Oh my days.
Even remember Stranger Danger against K Shine as well.
For real?
Yeah. Stranger Danger. Bro, there's bars that this guy has, but
I hear you. But let's get into it.
Gucci? Everyone calm? Man. Good week.
Man. Bless.
I feel left out, man. I feel like I never got the memo of wearing hats.
Bruv, you know me. I try to wear a hat all the time.
It's fine. Yeah. We all got hoodies. We all got hoodies.
Yeah, exactly. It's all hoodie season. Hey, listen, since we're talking about seasons, Woman of the Year, Wolty was announced. What day was it? Was it Tuesday?
I think it was Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday. First and foremost, shout out to Rita. Shout out to the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the panel that were there.
We can give a proper one.
Do you know what? Do you know what? It is a hard task.
It's a hard task.
It's a very hard task. So you have to show their appreciation. Yeah. And they raised a lot of money.
Which was amazing.
Yeah, so... It is a hard task. We're definitely going to get into situations.
All three of the main contenders done a great job of promoting and marketing themselves.
1,000,000%
Raise the funds.
Yeah.
10 bags.
Mm-hmm. We say the people in top three.
Yeah, top three. Yeah.
Who was in the top three?
Big three.
Yeah, I know. Big. That's a nice.
We're going to talk about big three. The big three, Coffee, Jazz, Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was announced that, you know, Miss Hustle is our
villain.
2023
Hold on,
Woman of the Year.
Yeah. Don't you find it weird saying like Woldy in like a British accent?
We say Woldy.
Yeah.
Woldy. Sound like we're from New Orleans. Baby.
Yeah, we can't be calling it Woldy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Woldy. Never much love when we go Woldy. Yeah!
I was so dumb.
Yeah, that's funny.
It was there for itself. But Miss Hustle, Woman of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Big up to Miss Hustle first.
Well done for
big up to Miss Hustle.
Do you know what? She did have a really good year.
She did.
So, like, I can't. And she should have been in the top three.
Of course.
Yeah.
Top two.
Yeah. Top two.
I don't know.
100%.
But you can argue the case for Coffee as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to deal with things with as a positive sandwich.
Yeah, do the positive sandwich. So yeah, let's do that.
The bread is the positives.
Yeah.
And the filling will be the negative.
Yeah. Right? Cool, yeah.
So the positives are this. You can arguably say that Hustle didn't have a clear loss last year.
Okay.
There wasn't a clear loss. There wasn't oh my God, she got her ass whooped.
That's true. She mm-hmm. did put up very, very good
she
performances.
She put up very good fights and very good performances. Yeah,
she
put up good fights,
yeah. She did.
Having a debatable performance against Tay Rock.
Yeah.
That was good. That was very good.
On paper, as much as the performance may not have been A1, but to have that performance against a legend like Arsenal,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. for some that will be on some people's Mount Rushmore, speaks 100%. In high volume.
Yeah.
You know, she headlined Kings versus Queens.
She did.
She was the only woman that was on the Gnome Impact or whatever that event was.
Mm.
Okay.
Sorry. And also she was the only woman that was on Homecoming as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
seems like she's just the only woman on.
She was the only woman for
event.
She was the. She was like pretty much the female Tay Rock, if it be for real.
I mean, she's known as the first lady, innit?
Yeah.
And she seemed like they literally made her like
they made it make sense.
They made it make sense. Yeah, that she was the first lady.
She lived up to her. She lived up to her title of being the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that. Are those the positives?
Yeah.
That's positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're being so PG.
Secondly as well.
We're being so PG.
Oh, no, no. The filling is going to be filling.
Yeah, because
this is Subway right now. What we've done is we've selected the hearty bread.
The hearty
bread. You feel me? This is what we've done right now. They were able to raise 10 bags.
They was.
And it was more than champion of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. That listen, see that part of it? I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
Even I paid. Shit I paid
like
late.
That, shit like that.
You done it.
But you paid.
But I paid. My vote didn't count.
Yeah.
But I paid.
But the intention was right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, someone got Hustle, you got some money from me. Well done. You know what I mean? Like,
Mops, unfortunately, even if you did vote and had a say, did it really matter? Because let's get straight to the filling, bro. Yeah,
right. Go ahead.
Let's get to the filling. Yo, it's like it's one rule for one and not the same for another.
I don't understand, bro. How? So you said she had a good battle against Arsenal.
Yeah. A good performance.
Good performance.
Not a good battle. That battle has no replay value, besides from the first round of Hustles.
And I'm just thinking, someone else had like a great performance against Nitty.
I mean, it was. Do you know what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
The fans let them know that it was one of the best performances.
Yeah, right. You know what I'm saying?
Guess what? That person got 3 out of 5 awards. Shout out Jasmine, man. Shout out Jasmine.
Do you know what is mad, yeah? And shout out Coffee.
Shout out Coffee.
Has really had a good...
Coffee had an amazing year as well.
And I think...
And they both had international showings.
Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Even though the international showing for Jazz was this year.
Very true. So that doesn't count.
But Coffee was against Jem. And Jem's not a joke.
That's not a good battle.
Jem is not a joke.
Yeah.
And she showed up.
And she cooked.
And she battled in Canada as well.
I'm not saying she cooked Jem. I'm saying she cooked.
Yeah.
And guess what? She catered her. She tailored her material for the audience and for the proper UK London crowd.
Yeah. I was impressed.
Research.
She done it.
I was impressed. She done very well.
Even though she was supposed to be on the Bell's Roof podcast and she didn't really go. But it's all right.
It happens, isn't it?
Next time.
then also I feel like, you know that whole thing where they say, oh, if you didn't battle on URL, you don't win champion or anything like that. And I'm like, well, so then those rules applied because the URL really only booked one person. Like, I'm not saying it was rigged, I'm just saying.
The first lady.
Does Conspiracy Cap come out?
I mean, Conspiracy Cap will do your thing.
All right, so Conspiracy Cap says this, I don't want to believe this, but I like conspiracies, innit?
Love a good conspiracy.
And also, we're here for conversation.
Yeah.
Right? My conspiracy is this, URL pissed off about Big K getting Champion of the Year.
Yes.
Instead of Twerk. Big K is... definitely not a URL battler.
Shit like
and
that.
They
shit
needed
like
get back
like
for
shit
Woman
like
of the Year.
Yeah.
Both Coffee and Jazz have not really battled on URL as much last year. I believe Coffee only done one URL battle, which was against Twerk.
Yes.
And Jazz only done one URL battle, which was against Clips.
That's correct.
Since then, Coffee has battled on The Riot, where she had a grudge match against Geechee Gotti, and she arguably won.
And that's arguably debatable.
Yeah.
She battled.
That's the three-time champion idiot. So yeah.
She battled 40 Bars, who is the queen of the ring.
Mm-hmm. And I think she won.
And she won that battle. Yeah.
Which was actually done it at the queen.
And she's done it right there.
She's going to people's houses and winning.
Yep.
And taking their food.
Mind you, the day before on Chrome, she was meant to battle Couture. And Couture pulled out.
Couture did it.
Coffee. Not Coffee. Couture did. Yeah. And Coffee was prepared and ready to do that. So Coffee's done that. As well as that, she's come over to Premier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's battled here. And I believe she had a battle in Canada as well.
Yes.
And she battled in Canada as well. I forgot the person, the man who she battled, apologies. But Coffee has had real...
She had real fights, literally.
Again, with just one URL battle.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Jazz. Jazz was one battle with Clips, which is me. Yeah.
But also, just like we're going to go into the next one.
Yeah.
Her opponents were threats.
They were all threats.
Every one of Coffee's opponents were threats.
Real dog fights.
Yes. Yeah?
Like, I'm not here to talk about, like, it was.
Yeah.
And it's a newcomer.
100%.
And the whole argument about Jazz's battles were all against her friends and things like that. I'm sorry, but those guys were battling like they really wanted.
They didn't want to lose.
Also, even friend or not, I don't think a lot of people can come against them. If I'm your friend or not, even if I give you friend bars, I'm still good enough. These are the top level of the top of the top.
Of course. Top.
Yeah. But is battling your friend worse than battling your ghostwriter?
Oh, good question. Great question. Because guess what, Mups? No one addressed the rumors and the allegations that Hustle doesn't write her own material.
I didn't say she did it. I'm just saying, I believe saying he said did. He did it. Yeah. I'm saying he said he did
because,
it.
A lot of proof.
Because guess what?
It didn't get cleared up.
Guess what happened, Remember the year before? I believe it was the year before was it this year? This year, Champion of the Year. Kid Slade was ridiculed from not being on the list because of the snitch allegations that came out.
Yeah.
But prior to that, he had an amazing year.
He had one of the best years ever.
Yeah, besides from Jazz, he had one of the best performances at Homecoming.
Yeah, for real.
Hands down.
Yeah, he had one of the best performances at Homecoming. You got to think it was Mook, Jazz, and him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On a card that had Geechee Gotti, on a card that had Arsenal, a card that had Swamp, all these guys that were on there.
Yeah, Bry had Rock. He did beat that.
Oh, no, that was the one after.
Yeah, sorry, I'm lying. Because that was against Stumbles, right?
Yeah, it was Stumbles.
Stumbles.
I specifically remember it was the Black Compass Dons. It was Polo and them, man, there that said, we're not going to put Kid Slade on there because of the allegations that have come on his name.
And that's the issue, is consistency, innit?
Yeah.
Like, man, them just want consistency.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, no one's disregarding Hustle's run.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, to get her first and have those allegations hidden, like, because one thing that I've started to realize is that there's allegations that flow everywhere, innit?
Yeah.
Everyone gets it. Tay Rock's been having allegations,
of course.
Yeah.
One person's been key to bringing up them allegations.
Yeah.
Do
you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And I think whenever there's allegations around her, they just get swept under the rug.
Mike P brought up the same thing as well, showed proof, nothing.
And it's just
Capo came out, said exactly the same thing, nothing.
When she says stuff about people, it's the main thing. Why isn't...
What was the other female battler that they said had ghostwriter? And now
Bonnie Godiva.
Right.
Bonnie Godiva.
Mm-hmm. And Bonnie can't live.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie's name has been tainted since.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Someone else. There was someone else. Bonnie was, but there was someone else.
Yoshi.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yoshi's been tainted, right?
Yeah. Like, no, she could write the most phenomenal stuff, have the best performance, and you go, nah.
And
did she write it? That's what they were always saying.
You got Prep.
Yep.
You got, Wait, who was out? You got Nitty.
Prep, Rum Nitty, that came, that they said.
Yeah, Capo Brado.
Yeah.
Like, that's three people. Yeah, and that's the only, they're the ones in the last, like, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Come on.
And the thing that irritated me the most of where they done, where they tried to justify, you know, Hustle being number one was when they said, yeah, you know, Danny had the bad rebuttal on Noam Impact, but then she brought the room back. And it's just like, what the hell?
But trash chemistry.
We're crediting 2-on-2s, firstly, which was never the case. And secondly, cool, she might have brought it back. They lost.
It was bad. They lost. They lost. Also, you've got to understand, this is next to someone like Coffee and Jazz, who's both had, they've had 2-on-2s.
Yeah.
They've really battled. And whether they really put in performances. Yeah. They really did their thing against bigger opponents. So if you want to go machine for machine, me personally, I'm saying Jazz and Coffee.
Personally,
I think for me, in terms of Woldy, I think it goes Jazz, Coffee, and then Hustle.
100%.
That's where it goes.
I hear you.
Like, Jazz, Coffee, and then Hustle.
Yeah. And I just think also based off what you put in, like, I'm talking about, like, when you look at it, effort for effort, when you talk about, we said, Couture backed out of a battle, right? So Coffee couldn't battle.
Mm.
Jazz has an extra battle on her list because...
Because Miss Hustle did,
backed out.
Yeah, backed
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And wrote that material in how many days? In a matter of days?
Yeah.
And sorry, if we're saying with Hustle, great, cool. You had a debatable with Eunice, bro.
And Eunice is cold.
And Eunice
this is no disrespect
cold,
to Eunice, but this is no the first lady.
Yeah,
you, the first lady your versus your new rook.
In your 13 years of you being a senior, being 13 years experience, sorry, but you should not be struggling with someone on their first year.
100%.
That's what you did there. And then the argument is, our Jazz had a debatable with Loso, but it wasn't how much prep.
But even with...
I stepped in out of the blue to fill in the card.
You was meant to do this, bro.
Right. You had months to write for that.
And I saved the card.
That's the bit I'm trying to get at.
That's what it is. I saved the card.
So if Danny had a bad bar, but she brought the crowd back, she saved the whole card because you didn't turn up.
Mops, you know what this is? This is an example of made it a hotline. I made it a hot song. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah. And I think the issue is, because... We can be here and we can look biased, innit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Biased boys in the building.
Of course, shout biased out. Boys.
But at the same time, a lot of these points are made and they're not points where it's just like, oh, this is all just for Jazz. Because I'll be real. Like I said, it goes Jazz, Coffee and Hustle. Then Hustle.
Yeah. But the joke is, how did they score it? They went Hustle, Coffee, Jazz. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, you just don't like Jazz or something.
Yeah, it was a unanimous decision. So you're telling me everyone there thinks Hustle had a better year than Jazz. Everyone. But the fans didn't.
Yeah.
So you're saying she got the fan vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That man them donated to.
That man them paid for.
That man them paid for.
Yeah.
For it to not matter. For her to get third.
That only was 20% worth of importance to the overall decision.
That made no sense.
But the main thing is the incentive of what the fans gave and paid for is only worth 20%.
Which makes no sense.
So if you're not going to make your own mind, guess
don't
what?
Don't ask me nothing.
Get that panel to end up raising the 10 bags and do it amongst themselves. Why don't you do that? Because guess what? Man, not paying, no matter how big or how small it was, people have still been so selfless and paid to end up putting and having a say in who the winner is.
Do you know what? That's one way of looking at it. This is what I would say. It's the fact that we all understand that the URL and battle rap in general is a male-dominated culture, and sometimes women don't get paid as much.
Of course.
So what you've done is you've asked the public to, you know, appreciate those women and put something towards them feeling worthwhile. Like, all right, cool, you've put in 6 battles or 5, however battles you've done this year. You've gone home, you've stayed away from your children or your family for like a month to prepare for this stuff. You've flown out of state. You've gone, performed, done your heart out. You got paid okay for that. You come home, we say, do you know what? This year, you've put your all in and we want to give you this.
We want to reward you.
We want to reward you.
Yeah.
And we donated his money. And then what you said was, thanks for appreciating them, but we want to give it to that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I think it's a bit disingenuous, if I'm honest. And I think the way they structure it needs to be different. The percentage needs to be a lot higher. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm not trying to say that it needs to be, the fan needs to be the majority.
No, just do 50% if that's the case.
50%, even 40%.
Yeah, 40. You know what I mean? 40 is good.
40%, I don't mind, because at the end of the day, that's what the panel's there for. But for it to be 20%, but the 20% is what is giving them the
bulk of the belt,
it's like, nah, you got to give it a little bit more. And even if Hustle was unanimous and Jazz was second, the fan vote has to count for something.
Has to count for
something. That's me
because
personally.
Guess what? The reward is from the fans. It's not from that from the pundits.
Yeah.
It's not from the people that were there that were giving their views and opinions on the panel. Sorry.
Yeah.
It wasn't from the panel.
It didn't make sense.
It's a violation.
Yeah. But if we were gonna close the sandwich, I would say, I like Hustle. I say well done to you. I thought you've done really well.
The villain.
I appreciate. Everyone needs a good villain.
Yeah, everyone needs a good villain.
Listen,
we have said him. Do you know what we've said him in previous episodes? Battle rap doesn't need villains.
Yeah,
and things. And
she does it well.
And I'll be real. If we're gonna keep it real, sometimes the villains win.
Sometimes
you gotta charge it to the game. Like they keep it real.
I mean, the good guys win all the time. Then it's Power Rangers, bro. I don't want to watch it.
I like villains that have their own superpowers, though.
Face first.
But what about Shang Tsung?
What are you saying?
No, he takes the superpowers off of other people.
Exactly. Yeah, that's Charlie Clips.
It's a conversation for another day, but
Do you know
what? ain't lying.
But do you know what? Like, as much as we, to give it grace, this is, it's new, innit? And there's still kinks that still need to be ironed out. I'm trying to give it grace. Let me try and give it grace.
Yeah, he's putting the seat. You know, do you want salt and pepper?
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Because at the end of the day, like even when you look at like, for instance, I'm gonna think about like NBA and the All-Star vote. Mm. Like it still takes a while. Things are never always going to make sense, especially from the fans out there.
Of course.
Me personally, it's taken a while, and even the fans are never always happy, and that's the thing you got to charge it to. There's a panel. There's people there.
Someone had to do it. I'm glad you did it.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be happy with the end result, but I know your hearts was in the right place.
And then I guess it might make everyone happy because you might have to see, like,
someone get their ass
kicked. If certain gal are not happy, they might have to
battle it out.
You know what I mean? It actually does. So as much as it makes the rematch look a lot more nicer on paper.
Do you want to see that rematch?
Wait, conspiracy.
Okay.
Do you think
that
maybe the good people over at the URL said, we need to allow this person to have something over here to make that person want to battle them to prove that they shouldn't be where they are.
Conspiracy theories, I like it.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying names, I'm just saying. We know that one person doesn't want the rematch and the other person really does. And what do you have in your court to make it make sense?
If we're keeping it real, URL ain't really had a really grudge match battle there to just be a real headliner for a while.
Do you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, with someone that won't fuck up the battle, but then I realised who we're talking about.
What?
Son. I want my fade, son. I want my fade, son. Yo, this bitch, son. Son. I want my fade, son. Yo, coffee. Stay on your side, coffee.
I'm going to sit down while you're rapping.
She's going to come and say, this bitch from Brooklyn. bitch from Brooklyn. That's exactly what she's going to say to Jazz, bro. And as for that bitch from Brooklyn, I got a Wally Bell. That's what she's going to say. Jim Jones, help me.
Yeah.
Nah, do you know what is really interesting? Because I do look at, it's interesting. I think I look at Jazz and Hustle as yin and yang. They're real, real total opposites.
Can't be real.
I don't
want that battle, you know.
I'm serious.
Jazz and Coffee, I want, bro. Give me that.
I want Jazz and Coffee.
Give me that.
Jazz and Coffee.
I feel like that's going to happen. But what I'm saying is that it's really interesting when you got the fans really went for Jazz.
Yeah.
But the machine.
And the machine.
The machine was.
Yeah, man.
Prince outlived Matt Jack. So what are we saying?
Yeah.
Talking
on
about
another segue.
Is it that time?
Yeah, it's that time.
Is it big three times?
It's big three times.
Okay.
You lot listened, right?
Yeah.
Like three times.
It's mad. I woke up, and I went on Instagram. I just see J. Cole's face everywhere. I'm like, what's this guy done? What's this guy done?
He was just riding his bike in peace, man.
I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan.
Mm-hmm.
I keep it real. I'm like King Kenny, innit?
Yeah.
King Kenny for me.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I will say, because I wasn't here when
you
I liked what Kendrick did. And Kendrick likes to just come out the blue and say, yo, fuck you, man.
Flip the table sometimes. Yeah, yeah. You like to get up and flip the table.
The man is walking, you know, like... Man, imagine, you know, like, who's got siblings? You know, like,
when you walk into your sibling's room, and you flick off the light.
And you just turn off the light and you close the laptop.
Shut up, man, dickhead. If they're talking, shut up, dickhead.
And you turn off the blinds, And you just walk up, look at it and just close the door, you leave.
You look that's at yourself in the mirror doing this.
And you might go up to shadow boxing.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you just leave.
That's there's what a meme about that, you know, it's so dumb.
That's what Kendrick did, innit? And I like that, innit? But my thing was... Who's gonna fight back?
Yeah,
and like,
and that's why I like Cole, because Cole's the younger sibling. That's who goes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That middle child. That middle child.
The middle child. Middle child.
Come on, man.
He's scrappy, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Middle child. I would say, you know what? Nah, man. I've grown hair under my armpit. I've got a bit of hairs on my chinny chin chin now. We can talk.
Scrap. I can't let you in for real.
Yeah, I can't let you in. Yeah.
I think no one knows what Jake's gonna do, innit? So that wasn't really bright captions. It's mad because I feel like a lot of people are sleeping on Drake's bars. And I think if he goes bar for bar with certain people, they might not hang.
But King Kenny's a different person.
Do you know what it is?
Right here.
Yeah, right. There's two things with that one. It's the asterisk against your name, but you might write the best bar ever, but then you're going to go on stage and say, I feel like I'm 10 toes down and nobody in the world could fuck with me. Yeah, that's how you should feel too.
Why did he do that?
Shut up.
Why did he do that? That's the big
shut
question.
Shut up.
He was so emotional, he was performing energy.
Oh, fuck them niggas.
He said that with
chest. Yeah, man. With a bulletproof vest on as well.
That was baffled. I was like, what's this?
Baffled, he was 50 in 2003. 50,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, man.
I got Kane Rose now.
But like, oh yeah,
OVO. Remember this had the sounds like OVO sound radio. Six sounds.
But nah, J. Cole responded.
He responded, but thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts before I have mine.
Shouldn't have done that, bro.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have done it. Can I say why?
Go on.
So reason being is, we all watch boxing, right?
Yeah.
You do not respond to a right hook, left hook, or an uppercut with light jabs.
Ooh.
I hear that.
You do not do that.
I hear that.
Okay.
Because I personally believe what Kendrick done was the left hook, but this isn't the haymaker. I've got a madness
that's in the tuck.
If you man try it, I've got a madness. He's
walking
in the tuck,
around with the one bang.
He's
like
doing
this.
He's doing the Roy Jones. The Roy Jones. He's doing this right now. I'm just saying, like, listen, if any of you man try it, just know it is a problem for you. Right, but also as well, why I'm saying Cole shouldn't do it, because right now you look like the sender.
I was about to say that.
I don't want you. I want big homie. Bring him.
Yeah.
Bring him. Yeah. Remember, like, back in the day when it was Wiley versus The Movement? Wiley was like, I don't want Scorcher. Bring Ghetto. I don't want Scorcher. Why are you bringing me Scorcher, bro? I don't want him.
You don't know I'm a big man for Skywalker.
Big man for Skywalker.
Talking of Skywalker, Ten Hag is out
plug it,
out now. Go and watch that. Directed by me. Come on. Go and watch that, please.
Call him a shooter for a reason.
Yeah. Anyways,
murder.
Yeah.
That's what it is, no. And that's why it's like J. Cole looks like the sendout, bro.
No, he does.
Don't come here doing the dirty work, because the thing is, Drake has done this a few times.
Yeah, he's just sitting behind him right now.
Remember the Meek Mill when it was Drake and Meek Mill? Yeah. Then it came a point Drake just fizzled off in the back. And it was like Barker the Homer Simpson emoji. Then it came to Meek Mill versus AR Rab. Oh, we didn't want that. We didn't need
how did that happen as
we
well?
We didn't like it. We didn't need that.
We didn't need that at all. We was fitting to stand together. You exactly. Just did, it was rude. We didn't want that, bro.
It was very rude. We just wanted ARAB to continue making YouTube videos of himself snitching on himself. That was it.
And you know what the thing is, yeah?
We didn't want himself.
ARAB doesn't even realize that Drake put too much light on him for him to get caught. He could have been there snitching by himself. No one cared. Oh. Then the biggest man in the world at the time had got you beefing with the next biggest. And
we got him.
We got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
You know like that Frank Lucas? Man, just put the coat on him.
Right, exactly that.
Put the coat on you
and it's all over.
Put the fur coat on AR rap. It's like, yeah, we got him. Yeah. Like, that's interesting. I never really saw it like that.
He's like, bro, like, I don't want
you. Here's my thing. I'm glad that J. Cole responded, because you can't not, especially after 2-3 years of saying that you are the best, all these tunes you've been putting out. I don't care what anyone else says. I know you've been dissing Kendrick.
There's nothing wrong
with it, because it has to come out at some point.
Yeah.
And I still feel, I love the response because it was friendly. He's saying, I love this guy, but don't try me. Yeah. I will done your dance.
Yeah.
I'm here for that. What I'm not here for is Takeover Reloaded.
Yeah, few bars, a little.
Yeah, bro, you bought this.
And just really like that.
I'm just saying, it just felt like you had. And then the thing about it is, like, I might be the only person on this room that's gonna say this. I did not give a flying fuck about J. Cole before Forest Hill Drives. You was the boring rapper. Don't tell me that Kenny was boring. Don't ever tell me Kenny's ever been boring. He's never been boring, bro. Like, don't do that. Bro. You're lying to yourself and everyone that likes you.
Did you say Friday Night Lights?
I didn't like any of it. I didn't say it was bad.
I did like Friday Night Lights, but I agree with you.
If you want to talk about mixtapes, what we'll do is you can talk about mixtapes, right? Because he didn't count Section 80 or Overly Dedicated, which, in my opinion, would spin Friday Night Lights. But that's me. It would,
and I'm a big fan. I'm not the biggest J. Cole fan, but Friday Night Lights to me was one of my favorite projects from J. Cole, and I don't like J. Cole.
Right, and I feel like after Forest Hill Drive, that's when I said, bro, who is this guy? And I actually started rating Forest Hill Drive, KOD, what's the fire one with the basketball thing, the off-season.
Yeah.
All great projects. Yeah. All the Dreamville projects, great. I'm not questioning that. You are cold. J. Cole is worthy of talking.
He's the big three.
Right now, based on his run on features, raps,
you might be
the top lyricist active right now.
A million percent.
But active is my wording. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like Kendrick is another beast.
Bro.
All I'm saying is I feel like you did a good job of responding. I just wish you didn't respond in that manner. And I wish you didn't take the main fight to Kendrick. Because you don't need to. It's not your fight.
Yeah.
You just need to say, I'm not who you think I am.
Yeah, I think it would have been nicer to me to hear J. Cole just shoot at him in the feature. On a cold one. Where it's just like, I didn't expect it, but... You know, because what he did is he started saying stuff where it's like you didn't need to say. Like,
that's what
don't
I'm
saying. You're lying. Like,
yeah,
don't
lying.
Say
yeah.
Like,
you're lying.
Because you're saying stuff.
You're wearing Clarks.
When you're saying. When you're saying.
Shit like that. That is the funniest thing.
Your buckles are done. You're wearing Clarks.
My thing is, because I listened to it and I. It was decent. It was a warning shot, innit?
So I'm not
gonna say it was amazing, but it did its job. And especially when he wasn't sending for you straight away.
You don't need to go all ham, innit?
You don't need to.
You just look like a send out, to be fair.
I hear that. But my thing was when you started saying stuff about his albums, that got me annoyed.
You're
like, it's like your albums are not better than his albums.
Because I'm like, see, when he first started talking, I was like,
same.
Wait, and then he said that I was like, "Ah, oh, you killed it, man! Ah, oh, you fucked
coming
up
with that KOD bullshit."
And my thing is,
that Born Sinner bullshit,
he's flowing for real. He's really spinning these beats. Yeah, cool. But then I heard the mixtape and I heard Central C spinning.
Central C spun him out of it. But it always, because it's actually a good project. You know?
I'm about to say, this is what I was going to say. That's another thing I don't like about the diss.
I actually like the project.
It killed the project.
Yeah, because that diss, that 7 minutes of drill, was probably, the first half I didn't like. The second half, I liked the conductor beat. I just thought you should have done this for like, the whole duration of the track. Mm-hmm. But that whole project, I genuinely liked. I think there was only two songs.
You know what I didn't like? Sorry, going back to the drill. I don't like that you touched on the same subject in both halves.
Yeah.
See, the when you said that you drop one heartbeat every 6 months,
every 4 months. Yeah,
I'm like, cool. And then later on, it's like, your albums came out. And I'm like, bruv, you just said that about, like, come
say something else.
Like, you're not really trying to diss him, are you? Yeah. Just like,
and that's why I don't like, it's a warning shot and it's.
It's too long. It's,
yeah.
Just cut it. Yeah. Cut it in half. That's pick one half or the other and it'd be more potent.
That's why I prefer if it was just a little feature. Because you'd be like, I did say of the big three, but maybe it is just the big two. If he done that, I would have been like, cool. Yeah. You're acknowledging that Kendrick went after you, but you're also acknowledging that he's not after really me, he's after him. Mm-hmm. And I'm still in the arena, so I'm not going to back down. I'm still going to throw a little jab in your face to be like, you're going to be like, nah, don't do that. You're going to stand on the bus and say, don't do that.
I'll do that.
But at the end of the day, it's Drake, innit?
100%. It's Drake. Drake is the main person. Drake is the main guy.
But that project is cold.
Yeah, man, the project's cold.
Shout out to Cam.
Shout out to Cam, yo.
Cam. Shout out to Daylight and Absol.
Daylight?
Shit like that. And do you know why that's mad as well? Two West Coast artists mm-hmm. on a tune on the same project where he's dissing King Kenny.
That were both TDE.
Two TDE artists. And I'm wondering, how old is that feature?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's old. Yeah. I just want to know. And then I don't know if I was just like fishing, but I'm listening like, so does Absol know that like he's dissing Kendrick on this tune? Because as far as I'm concerned, he was talking to Kendrick a little bit.
I feel like that as well.
And I'm like,
if it was recent, I feel like he's dissing Kendrick. Or do you feel like even if it wasn't recent, he was dissing Kendrick?
I feel like he'd been talking about Kendrick for the last 2 years.
He's been talking about Kendrick for time.
Okay. Cool.
I think it goes back to that interview where he said, we ain't doing an album. And I just think from then it was just kind of like, we're cool, but I ain't got time for it. And I don't think it's beef. I just think it's, you've been saying that you're better than me.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to say I'm better than you.
Yeah. And also, you've been around on tour with Drake for how long
But he also said in the diss, he was just like, I feel like I'm reaching my peak now. And he's like, damn. And he even said, damn was really, really good. What are you doing on this tune? This is sometimes friendly competition, yeah. You still need to say, bro, you're my bro.
Yeah.
But no holds barred.
Having you seen Blasi versus Aziz?
He should have started the fight.
Fight each other.
You know how J. Cole
then and how, the jam how, after.
You know how Kendrick started? Kendrick, Control. Where it's like, I've got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you, nigga. And then get into it.
Yeah.
That's what you should have done. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me this bad stuff and then go, oh, but I like you. And then start talking bad again and go, oh, but I like you. And then talk back. Like, I don't know where we are.
Bro, if you're going to keep it like that, if you know some bruv, I was listening to Skepta vs Ghetto, recently. And it's just like, you know, whether they're brethrens or not, it didn't matter. Because when man said, I like your mixtape cover, but I ain't feeling your mixtape, brother. He was triggered.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like,
What a great time, man.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Great time.
Everyone was warring everyone.
Nightbuster plate. It doesn't matter if they were friends or not. Wiley was after everyone. And
even North London. Even North London freestyle.
Bro.
Richard, I got the tools like Bishop. I got the boy with the better flow.
Wait, so we've all had our fills. I mean, let the games begin.
Yeah, 100%.
And Drake, come out of your shell.
Yeah, 100%. Do you know
wherever you're hiding, come outside.
I'll be real though. I've not been the biggest fan of J. Cole, but these past few years, I've had to rate him again.
Oh no, he's got ratings.
I think from a lot onwards, I was like, yo, I have to rate this guy.
The
versatility of what he's been doing, the way he smacked up the Beer tune, the London tune, the way he smacked up a lot.
Even the little Yachty tune.
He went mad on the Benny the Butcher song. When he smacked that up as well. Brother, there's certain tunes that he's been smacking
King
up
Kenny's
on.
King Kenny.
Yeah.
But
Yeah. Listen, what I want to say, yeah.
Really. Leave baby Keem alone, bro. Yeah. Leave that man alone.
Sorry, I had to. So leave Keem out of this, bro.
Fuck.
What's Keem done to you?
Yeah, I'll be real. JID, he'll.
No, JID will spin.
Yeah, he'll spin Keem.
That's not what we're talking Keem about, though.
Keem looks like he's already been spun out of his socks. Always looking like he's in a Drapeson like match. Do you remember the Wiley, what you call it, video when you've got Titch and Merckx and Drapeson each other?
Why ain't your
That's
hair
what good? Baby Keem looks like. Jumping in a coupe.
Baby Keem is cold, though.
Baby Keem is cold, bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
I digress. What were you saying?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Listen, it's just going to be the bite-sized episode quickly because there's a few things to talk about. Obviously, I think in the next episode, we'll speak about the bullpen politics as usual predictions. I think also as well, we'll talk about the premier battles, Apex 5 that's been announced.
We'll get onto it on Spaces.
Gemini versus, we'll speak about it on Spaces. What do you guys want to do? Do you want to briefly talk about the URL Civil War card or do you want to talk about the John card? Which one would you prefer?
Pick them because I ain't paid attention yet.
Which one would you prefer talking about?
I would say bullpen.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the bullpen. Shout out to John every single time. Taking place April 26th.
Woo.
Politics as usual, which is hosted by Hitman Holler, will take place in Atlanta. The main event being John the Don versus Calico, the overdue battle.
Can't lie. That
it's a good.
That
this card is really good, by the way.
That sounds like a good battle.
This card is really, really good.
As much as we always talk shit on John, that sounds like a good battle.
I mean, it's when he's league.
Yeah,
so he's really on home turf.
Yeah,
what Calico?
If you lose, Calico don't lose like
cripple
that.
Crossface.
Calico don't lose like that.
Nah.
There's only one battle you can say that Calico lost pretty clearly.
Yeah,
Calico when he's on his shit.
Yeah,
he's like one. He is one of the best.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's one of the best. It's just when he feels like it. Mm, when literally. he raps.
Shout out to Toriana. We see the light now about Calico.
Yeah, for real.
I see the light. You see the light.
When he feels like it.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of times he doesn't feel like it.
Better times he hasn't felt like it. Yeah. He ain't been given no
one. But still wins.
But when he cooks.
Yeah, but still wins.
He's chefing it up.
I've got Calico for that battle.
Yeah, respectfully.
Arsenal versus Bad News.
It's weird because I want to say bad news,
but
I feel like it might be. I have to give it to Arsenal, you know.
What the fuck is going on with Arsenal, man?
Arsenal's just battling everyone at this point, bruv. Had Capo Bravado.
First question, I
had Coffee Brown.
I know I don't like bad news.
Yeah,
because me personally, what's the general consensus?
A lot of people don't like bad news.
I don't mind
bad news.
I feel like he always sounds like he's got the potential to sound
good.
Like he's got the whole battle rap character there.
Believability.
And he's gotten better.
Yeah.
But I think
he just doesn't say anything.
Just
doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he doesn't say enough.
And
he's, what he started to do now a lot, way too much, is that he doesn't end his punches. And it's like, big man, the punch is not good enough for you to always not be doing that.
And he's trying to be funny, and it's just like,
yeah,
you're two gangsters to be funny.
Yeah.
Come
on, man. You don't smart funny, at all. Yeah.
He got shot multiple times.
But did he get shot more times than
Life ain't funny, boy.
Yeah.
Who's the guy to beat? Who about Gatch?
Shit's not funny.
Who battled Geechee? Truffaut.
Well, they had a battle with each other, and it was sort of like hood tales of just going back.
I hear you.
Mass boss with each other.
But I don't think bad news is really bad. I just think that he hasn't had.
Do you know what?
He looks better than he is.
He hasn't had the battler push him to where he needs to go.
Well, it might have been peaked already, which was Tay Rock.
No.
After that T-Rock battle, has he done any better since?
Do you know what I mean by that?
He has. Yeah, I think he has.
Do you remember when...
Talk about when he was really good.
Do you remember when Arsenal... Who was it? Arsenal and that young guy. Chef Trez? Did 2 and 2? It wasn't Chef Trez. There was another guy who was the new Chef Trez. When URL did the 2 on 2, but it was the older... Kid Chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember how Arsenal taught him how to trim the fat.
Yeah.
And Kid Chaos was a problem for four battles after that.
That thing should be doing the same as well.
I feel like Bad News hasn't had that sensei moment with any battler yet.
Yeah.
To realise that.
You probably say it was Tay Rock. I think it was just the Tay Rock battle.
Then
since then, he was caved. But for this, I've got Arsenal by default.
I've got Arsenal.
This one I've got as my battle of the night, Tay Rock versus Loso. And credit to Loso for getting these
shout
good
to Loso.
Battles.
Yeah. Shout to
Loso. It's deserved. Shout to Loso.
Yeah, it's deserved. It's deserved, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tay Rock because of the trajectory that he's on, but I think it won't be clear.
I think Loso deserves this on his resume, and I think he's going to be battle of the night.
Yeah. I think Loso is about to go. Yeah. But maybe it's going to be Tay Rock because he's got Geechee Gotti not too long.
Yeah.
Like, true. They shouldn't have had the two of them back to back.
Then again, Tay Rock having A Ward and Loso, it's just like, there's only so much.
Oh, shit, Christian, they both got them type of battles.
Yeah, it's only so much Christian bars you can say from one. Like, you can't just write bare generic
I'm
Christian
back,
bars
Loso.
And say, okay, I'm going to use someone you and you someone you. It's like, nah, man.
Shout out to Loso. Loso.
No, I still got Tay Rock for this.
Loso got this one.
T Top versus Chef Trez.
Chef Trez.
I feel like this battle should have happened ages ago.
Yeah, it should have. I've got Chef Trez, though. I think he's deserving it. I think someone like him, I think T-Top's not been the same for a long time.
T-Top's been brilliant.
Yeah, but he's been good in his last two battles.
He was good.
Yeah. Last two, he's been good.
Snake Eyes battle, he was really good.
Okay.
And enough. Also, Twerk, you got to think he faded him.
Okay.
You're going to say Twerk faded himself.
I'm about to say that, you can't really say that.
Yeah.
I hear you.
But like, T-Top's just not been impressed me as much. But in saying that, if you lot are saying that he's been good the past two battles, then fair enough.
Snake Eyes battle.
I still got
since
Chef
singing.
Chez.
Since he's been singing.
You know what in that video?
Shout out to Battle the Roof in the video.
Yeah, you remember that video? I had no idea anyone was recording, bruv.
Didn't know, bruv.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
I didn't
had
know.
No, had no idea.
No.
Didn't know. I've got Trez for that battle.
Yeah.
I've got Trez. Will this battle even take place? New Jersey Twerk versus Clone.
I mean, let's just, I feel like we all know who we're going to say.
Yeah.
But let's move on.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
That's a whole subject in itself.
Of course. We ain't got time for that.
Yeah, especially when he's supposed to be got Prem.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
But that's three another conversation. Three times? Yeah. That's another conversation.
Yeah. Awkward. Gwinny versus Super Black. I remember Super Black. But I don't remember where I remember him from.
I don't. But with a name like that, I got Gwinny.
That's nasty.
I feel like a bookie just came out.
I hope he proves me wrong. That's fire. I just need to hear that's fire.
But wait, hold on.
Nah.
Who does these albums for him when he's battling?
I don't
himself,
know.
Himself. That's fire.
Fire. Nah.
Fire.
Gwitty is the funniest battler ever. Next? Honestly, that was
is that it.
Yeah, that's the card.
That's a good battle. Yeah,
that's a good card. That's a good card.
Hitman Holler.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
April 26th. Looking forward to that. Obviously, we'll be giving the feedback on that.
That pay per view, yeah.
Yeah, it will be on pay per view. I think anything else regarding the questions that everyone's asked as well. I think it'll be too in depth for us to go in depth with. This is sort of like the bite size.
Let's get into spaces.
Yeah, exactly. Before we do round up, recommended battles of the week. Do you guys have any? It could be an old one, doesn't have to be a new one. Just any random one. Anything that just pops to mind.
I'll rewatch Eunice versus Hansel.
Eunice versus Hansel?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the right. I think it was on the right. Yeah, it was on the right.
Eunice versus Hansel.
Cold. Eunice is one of my favourites right
Eunice
now.
Eunice is so cold.
Eunice is cold. Certain angles, you can tell there's still like a bit that he needs. He needs a sensei. I feel like Tay Rock, I've seen Tay Rock. Like,
Tay Rock picks him up all the time.
If Tay Rock just gives him that sensei moment, I think he could be a problem. Yeah. And he could be the next like star.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if URL, because I think, for URL, 100%.
I was going to say Eunice versus Chef Trez, but since you've already said the Eunice one, I'm going to take it to the UK. I'm going to say RX versus Whispers.
That is a cold battle.
RX and Whispers. I'm going to say that. That is a very good
battle. You seen his eye battle?
I need to watch all of it. I heard he went
he
crazy.
He spun him out of his soul.
I heard he went crazy in eye battle. RX is someone we definitely need to bring on the podcast.
100.
The whole South Side, man. Yeah. We need to figure out a way how we can make it work.
Man, I'm saying Prem is winning at eye battle.
Yeah. Prem are winning at eye battle. Prem are winning at eye battle. Shout out, Lex. You're losing.
Yeah,
you're losing.
RX.
Goddamn.
Yeah. I'll say that RX and Whispers is mine.
Yeah. And I will say, if you ain't watched it yet, go and watch Gemini versus
Coffee
Brown.
Good battle.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Go and watch that.
Good.
Gem's too cold, man.
Good battle. Look,
can't wait for Gem and Biz.
Yeah. And there's been a lot of hype around that as well. Champion versus champion.
Yeah, it's necessary. Yeah. Bizzle needs that.
Yeah.
Deserves it.
I think they both need it and deserve it, to be fair with you.
Gem needs to go America.
Yes.
Gem needs to go URL.
Yeah, because guess what? Biz has been cooking in America.
100%.
Had a very good battle with, it was Thesaurus. Mm-hmm. He was on Don't Flop.
Yeah. I think Gem could beat JC.
I hear that.
But yeah,
I think he needs an
American plate. But yeah.
100%. Battle on the roof. Shout out to the Mandem every single time. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe, all of that type of stuff. Yo, you can't say we're not consistent now.
We can't say that, bro.
We are here. We're even on TikTok, bro.
I didn't even realize we were there. We're even on TikTok, bro.
Yeah. If you see the man that's doing the JC, follow us.
YouTube shorts are popping off. I see those as well.
Yeah, man. Things are going. Shout out to that guy who stole our, you know.
Guy, behave
yourself next time.
Yeah.
And credit us next time. But yeah, Rufus, you already know what's going on. Bow.